on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast, football in general.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
It's Rashid Shaheed. With the steam, Shaheed breaks through. Still going. A flag flies. Shaheed's going to take it all the way. Let's see if it stands.
And Rashid,
you got to start the show.
Going. The Sports Cast, January 23rd, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all of our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast. There you saw it. That was one of the two divisional blowouts. The other two games were a little bit closer, a little bit better. And join us, Brett Blair from West Palm Beach and Ray Sherhoff of the Bay City area. Ray, what happened?
I got no excuses, man. We got beat. We got a tails kick. There's no excuse. You know, it is what it is. We got a beat down, folks. All we could do is two field goals right at the beginning of the game. When that guy ran it all the way and took it to the house, I knew, something's just not right. And I'm not going to blame it on the injuries. It's the playoffs. You got to show up. You got to show up. And we did not show up. We looked bad, man. It was bad. I couldn't even watch the game. I was so disgusted, but it is what it is. You got to face the music, man. It is what it is.
Brett, what are your thoughts over that matchup? Obviously, it was a blowout. No chance. But, hey, the Seahawks, even with a oblique injury, Sam Darnold was able to come.
Well, if you think about it, Shaheed won the game on the opening kickoff. It was 7-6. Would have been the game. You guys would have won the game. So we could have turned it off then, and it would have been the same result as if you – I'm not surprised. It's nothing to take away from San Fran. Like I was telling you guys behind, you know, we were discussing a little bit. The NFC West is by far the most powerful division division in the NFL, even over the AFC West. That's the strongest in the AFC. But when you have three teams that end up in the top six, right? San Fran went out in the divisional playoffs, so that's two of the teams. So three of the six teams in the NFL. When you go to how they did in this season, all come from the NFC West. It used to be my division, the AFC or the NFC East, but no, it's not. And Ray, there's, you know, I love to beat you up about it. They took you behind the woodshed, they brought up the switch and they just took it to you. And it was a long, long day. You kept talking, they kept hitting you. It was that crazy thing. You didn't know when to stop talking, so they kept getting the butt whipping. But Seattle is who we thought they were. Like, again, bringing in somebody like Shaheed, the Saints. They brought him over in a end of trade deadline to bring him over, knowing there's a
last
piece missing.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Cooper Kupp is a great blocker, can still run routes, but he's not the Cooper Kupp of 3 or 4 years ago. Obviously, you have Smith Ajigba, who's probably one of the best overall. I'm tired of saying who's the best as far as wide receivers because we keep saying it. But he's in that conversation. So you got that, and you needed a piece. What do we need? We know that we need somebody who could take the top off the defense, somebody that could take the pressure away from Smith and Jigba, let Cooper Kupp work underneath, let them do what they need to do. And you have a special teams player. He works on two, you know, offense and special teams, and he's producing for you from day one. He's done big things. This isn't the first big play he's made since he's been with Seattle. And I think it's, you know, bringing over pieces like that, filling that void, because that defense is lights out. It's one of the top five in the NFL. They hit you hard on every level. But There's nothing. There's no shame in it. You know, I mean, because
you also as good as the Seattle defense was, you also got to give props to Kenneth Walker. He did go over 100 yards. He did score 3 touchdowns. He ran that ball down our throats. I mean, come on, man. You're not going to win with 140 yards and an interception. Just not going to do it, man. This is probably honestly going to go in my lifetime, my 52 years, the worst playoff game I've ever seen, man. Like, I mean, I've seen some bad playoff games, but this one was, oh my God. I went and grabbed the white towel. I was throwing the white towel at the TV. I was throwing the white towel at the TV, man. That's how bad it was. My wife had to hug me, you know, after the game. My wife was like, my wife had to hug me.
Put a cry on.
I was
on. It's all going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Ray. It's going to be okay.
The Niners are trying to find answers. Niners general manager John Lynch is investigating a viral substation conspiracy theory that Brett believes in as team searches for answers to alarming injury rate. They say it's an excessive exposure to electromagnetic force, EMF, contributing to the team's alarming injury rate. Ray, do you agree with this conspiracy theory?
No.
And why?
No, I don't. Because all the other teams, look, there's so many other teams that have the same injuries. I watched Kittle's, you know, when he had his calf injury. That had nothing to do with no heat. No, just so you know, do I believe in EMF and microwaves and stuff like that? Yes, I do. I do believe that. But when it comes down to the football team, it's just injuries, man. You play football, you're going to get injured. You know, so McCaffrey, you know, he has a history with his calf, but he had that history when he was in North Carolina. And there's other players that have came there that have had history, you know, with injuries. So that's why, I don't believe that. Look at Tua. Is there any magnetic fields out there in Miami? Is there any magnetic fields in Kansas City? No. So, no, I'm going to say – no, I do not believe in the issue. We just basically what we need to do, man, is when people are playing, you got to know how to substitute out of plays and not have if a guy's been there and he's been doing a lot of plays, rest him, you know, rest. And they don't. They have these guys playing in, I think, too long, and they get the injuries and they get hurt. And injuries linger, folks. You got to understand. You got an Achilles or a calf injuries, those don't go away. If you can re-injure injuries, turf toe, all that. So that's my point on it.
Brett, why do you agree with this conspiracy theory causing, you know, the injuries and also a loss to the Seahawks?
All right, so let's get a little deeper, folks, all right? We are all energy, frequency, and vibration. I speak with a couple people about this. I'm very, very serious about what we are in this universe and where we stand. All of these frequencies affect us. If you're around them for a long enough period of time, they've done studies living under power lines, they've done studies. I'm not saying that it caused any injury by any stretch of the imagination. What I'm saying is it may, and I do believe, have an effect on the body itself to where you're more susceptible to injuries, to where an injury may occur that might not have occurred if you weren't. I don't have the answers, just what I believe, but I do.
Speaking to the experts.
When guys like Nikola Tesla and all them, when you talk about Nikola Tesla and some of the most smartest people that ever lived on this planet, and they're telling you we're all energy and frequency, and you're having energy and frequency being distorted, obviously it would be that something's going on. Do I have the answers to understand it? No, but I do believe that long-term exposure to EMF, playing there every practicing there next to it every day, playing on next to it 8 Sundays or 7 or 8 Sundays a year will make the body more susceptible to injury, will make the body more susceptible to anything, to all of the negative what they call free radicals and things that actually destroy our body. And that's what's eating. So I don't want to go any deeper because I could go down the rabbit hole, and then we'll save that.
We have a whole podcast. Anyways, General Manager Lynch also had that press conference towards the end of the season to say what's going on. He did confirm Brandon Ayuk is safe to say won't remain with the 49ers I don't know if he would have helped out to beat the Seahawks, but Ray, your thoughts.
You know what, man? Get that bum out of here. Okay, get him out. All right. We got Ricky. You know, we got like I said, when Mac Jones went in, we had Robinson. You know, I hate when guys get paid and then they show off. You know, they become prima donnas. Thank you for honestly, I will always be thankful for your service. But you know what? There's a lot of receivers, man. A lot of receivers out there, and we can get better. You know, we can get better.
Let's go to Dallas Cowboys. Brett, they reach an agreement with defensive coordinator Christian Parker, comes from the Eagles. I don't know much about him, Brett, but what have you heard about him?
I mean, I know a little bit about him. He's, kind of cut his teeth under Fangio the last couple of years, obviously going to Philly and that Philly defense. But he's what they would consider kind of a defensive back guru. And I can think of no place that we need more help than our back, our back seven. That's really what's killing us. Obviously, we do need an edge rusher, but we're getting solid on that defensive line. Our defensive backs, our linebackers, Kenneth Murray, I liked for a while, but just couldn't do it, getting Overshawn back. I love the fact you're bringing a young, aggressive defensive
only 34.
And he's one. I love it. You two very young coaches, let them build what we build here. And that's something that I think we've needed for a while. Stop at the old boy school. Like forget it. Stop regurgitating the same coaches over and over and over. Get some young blood in here. That's how the game evolves. That's why the game passes some coaches by. So I love the move. I wanted Flores, and I was hoping we'd maybe get one or two. Shout out to my boy Shane, who had to send me the note that he had re-signed as the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. So I'm happy with it. I really there's obviously one or two people I would love to see, but I'm excited about what he can bring to the defense.
Yeah, and Brian Flores is he could go either to the Steelers, no longer the Ravens. Ravens was an option, but it might be the Steelers or just stay in Minnesota. So we'll see what happens with Brian Flores. Great defensive coach. Let's go to the Dolphins hire Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley as head coach. Ray, your thoughts on this? Two Packers, one Packer GM, and a Packer coach. Will this be good for the Fins?
Dude, right now anything be good for the Fins, to be quite honest with you. So, but like I said, I have to see it, man. I mean, just because you hire somebody don't mean it's going to come out on paper. It may look good, but I got to see it. Got to see it. But you know what? Everybody deserves a chance. So let's see what he can do. But Dolphins definitely need some help. And I wish Jeff all the best, man. I hope it works out.
Brett, the first decision for Jeff Hafley is the quarterback, and they couldn't send any definitive answer yesterday. Do you think Tua's considered, or do you think they're looking at Quinn Ayers?
I don't know. I mean, I saw on social media, I don't know if it's true, there's something that just popped up to me late last night, was that Tua actually said he didn't want to come back to the Dolphins, that he gave money back. We'd have to check the validity of it, but I believe he gave back a huge portion of his guaranteed money to actually become a free agent, that he didn't want to play for the Dolphins anymore, that he stopped also cut off social media and started talking to other coaches on
that's
social
true.
Media, cut all media. Dolphins, yeah. social media off. And so I don't know if the validity of him giving back guaranteed money to get out of there, because I don't see another team where you bring in a quarterback that doesn't know how to take a hit. Like Tua can't take a hit. I don't care what you say he is or what he can do. The dude cannot take a hit, and you can't be a quarterback in the NFL. Even if you have the best offensive line in the world, you're going to get hit. You're going to get hit by big men, and they're going to be going real, real fast. So as far as the hiring of Hafley, right?
No, go ahead.
As far as Hafley, he is actually very close with, I forgot the guy's name, the general manager of the Dolphins. So this was where he brought over somebody.
He's a player coach, too.
I remember Jeff Hafley, but I don't know his coaching prowess. I don't know his coaching ability. But like Ray alluded to, any move is a good move right now in Miami.
I would throw this in here real quick, though. Tua be a backup? I think Tua is more of a backup than a starter.
100%.
Okay. 100%. Yeah. So
when the Dolphins do not want to get rid of him and do what the Denver Broncos did with Russell Wilson, they don't want to eat that contract. They want to keep him here. And
I would make him a backup. Make him a backup. That's what I would do.
He'd be a great backup. Like, I love him in that role, to be honest with you. Like, him coming off the bench.
Yeah, but to make a player too. I'm done. When I heard the money that he was making, he can't slide. He can't, and I agree with you 100%, bro. He can't take a hit. But he does have – there's some games where he threw that ball, man. You know, he can throw the ball when he wants to. But, yeah, man, he's a backup. Tua's a backup.
Let's stay with the AFC East. Buffalo Bills fire Sean McDermott on Monday. Before he got fired, he was blaming on that one play where they thought it was an interception, but a complete pass, but then it became an interception. Brett, Josh Allen doesn't have any Super Bowls. Is it McDermott's fault? And this could be a good sign for the Bills.
No, it's not McDermott's fault. I mean, it's the GM. You know, like they started bringing out Kenyon, they drafted Kenyon in the second round, Kenyon Coleman 2 years ago, and they started bringing him up for. Look, I'm disgusted. I'm gonna be honest with you with the way that this was handled. They didn't get up there and say thank you for everything you've done, bringing us to the brink. You couldn't get us there, but you know what? Thank you so much for your services. We greatly appreciate that. Instead, the owner Pegula does the interview and starts breaking down. He looked at the individual players' faces and he saw how they behaved. And the one interception, that is an interception. It ain't to me. That's the rule of the NFL. If you can't control it and roll it through, do I agree with it? No, but that's the rule, and that's how they're going to call it. All right?
So it was a strip.
Blame it on something like that. Yeah, exactly, bro. But as opposed to going out with a little class, as opposed to he made it completely emotional. He didn't make it, you know, a calculated decision on why we needed to do this and why we needed to move forward from McDermott. It was complete emotion. And you don't do that in the NFL, especially with a coach who again, he never won the Super Bowl. You're right. You're here to win Lombardi's. That's sorry. Well, that's your job. But he was damn better than a huge portion of the other coaches in the NFL. I just don't believe he was giving the players on offense to surround Josh Allen. That's it.
Ray, your thoughts on the Phils getting rid of Sean McDermott? Nine seasons with the team.
First of all, man, and I agree with you 100%. That's not Sean McDermott's fault. And you know what? We all can see the video, and that was a strip, man. All right, just like me, I'm not coming here making no excuses about injuries for my 49ers. It is what it is. You know, that's your job when you come down like that. You know, to hold on to that ball. You know, that's why you lift those weights. You know, you hold that ball. Nah, man, he snatched that ball. It got taken. It is what it is. And guess what? It's hard to find really good coaches sometimes in the NFL.
Especially now.
And I think they just let go of coach, man. They were – what would you would have said if the game was won? You know? What would you said if he would have won
the game? What if McDermott lost the AFC Championship game? Would they have kept him still or get rid of him?
I mean, I just think that's stupid. And it's owners like that.
They have a plan B, Evan McDermott. Okay, we have someone in mind.
It's just stupid, man. It's just stupid. And I agree. And they didn't put nothing around Josh. Had to put the team on his back so many times. If I was Josh, I'd be mad because –
You'd be living.
Him and Cook. What else? That's it. What else you got? You know, and a tight end that sometimes shows up. Sometimes they got no receivers. And I'm sorry.
How bad do they need Stephon Diggs back right now? if you think about it, Stephon Diggs. Exactly. Now he's the number one receiver for New England. He's you know, Drake May's number one guy, and he's balling. Yeah, I mean, his personal life.
Watch out for George.
Stop. Whoa.
But Stephon, though, man, the one thing you don't do is you don't call out your fellow teammates on social media. You don't do that. 100%. And that's why I was kind of upset with Stephon, man, because when you're the team, you keep that in-house. You don't go to social media. And I didn't like how he did Josh like that, you know. Keep it in-house. Talk it over or something. That's why, you know, but I'm happy for Stephon. You know, he's doing his thing with the Pets, but they got to get some people around Josh, man. They got to get people around Josh.
All right, before we go into the predictions, Titans hire Robert Saleh, defensive coach. He also got interviewed by Dallas, Brett. Your thoughts over this hiring? He could have been the Cowboys DC.
I mean, I wouldn't have minded him as a defensive coordinator.
We got the mugshot.
Yeah, here. Like obviously he wants another shot at.
Brett, your internet connection is going down. Ray, take it over.
You know what, man? Solid, you're making a big mistake, man. You belong in San Francisco. You're a Niner. What are you doing, Titans? Man, look, man, let me tell you what's going to happen. He's going to have that job for 1 year, and they're going to fire him. Here you go. You heard it here. They're going to fire him.
You think so?
Yeah.
How'd you think he did with the defense this past season with the Niners?
You know, honestly, dude, it's we win, we did good, we did all right. You know, it was back and forth, but we had injuries. You know, we did have a lot of injuries. We lost Fred Warner. We lost. We had injuries, but once again, it's about winning. You got to win, and you got to get it through the playoffs. But I wish him the best. I'm just being sour. I think
it'll be better than the Jets, though, because the Jets had a lot of pressure, media, and Aaron Rodgers. I think Titans would be a smooth.
I just don't think him and Cam's going to work out, bro.
You don't think so? Okay.
Dude, look what he did with the other guy. He didn't work with the other guy. You know, when Aaron Rodgers got knocked out.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there. I've seen that with the Jets, man. I don't think so. I don't know.
We'll see what happens. Ravens hire Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter's head coach. Jesse Minter actually worked with the Ravens back in between 2017-19. Mm-hmm. So he's very familiar with this team. Mm-hmm. But looks like with the Ravens is they want to get their defense back what it used to be.
They need to, man, because the offense is good. Defense needs to step it up. And once upon a time ago, they were one of the best defenses, man, back on the Ray Lewis days and stuff.
And also after those days, too.
Yeah. They need – I think this is a good hire. And, because they got the offense, but they definitely – you know, you need your defense.
Yeah, because this coach was talked about a lot. He was interviewed for like, multiple teams.
Yeah.
And I think the Browns were looking at him, but – we'll see what happens. There's about four to five teams that need coaches. So we'll see what happens. Falcons were one of the first to hire Kevin Stefanski. Your thoughts on that?
Man. Interesting. I'll just say that. Interesting. But like I said, they need new leadership. And all I can say is let's see what happens. I just don't know right now. I don't know.
They got a lot of talent. I don't know.
I just don't know if
they're going to be as – because the Browns organization is really tough to work with, I've heard. So, anyways, Brett, you're back. Welcome back. I know you had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Kevin Stefanski going to Atlanta?
I like the hire. I like the hire. You went with four positions have been filled. And right now with Saleh, there's still four left. I as far as Atlanta, I believe it's moving in the right direction. Depending on that pool that was out there, obviously now McDermott's going to be big going forward with these last four positions. But I like the hire. I really do. He's a proven commodity.
Yeah, McDermott, where would he fit, Ray? Got the Raiders, Cardinals, Browns.
Raiders need help, man. It's Las Vegas. That city. It wasn't Davis that paid for that stadium. It was the city. And they got, it's right there on the strip, man. And they can't win no games. And they got Mason, Crosby, they got the Bowers, they got Jeanette. I mean, they got some boys. These guys are gonna start getting upset and want to leave Las Vegas, man. Because I wouldn't want to play there.
Devonta Adams left. Anyways. We had a lot of news going on, so we have a few more coaches. We'll see you next couple of weeks. You can't interview coaches that are in the championship or Super Bowl, so we're going to see what happens. But we're going to predict NFL Championship Sunday. I hope it will be a little bit closer both games, but we'll find out what these boys have. AFC Championship game, the Patriots beat the Texans, thanks to five turnovers. The Broncos do not have Bo Nix. They got Jarrett Stidham, who hasn't played in three seasons. He did have a play in October, but he didn't snap the ball. What's going to happen, Brett Blair, Patriots at the Broncos?
Yeah, I had a big argument with some of my constituents, so to speak, that do you want a backup quarterback playing for you in any playoff game, in any NFL playoff game? And I believe you just cut the legs right out from under Denver. Bo Nix was that team. Bo Nix was the heart and soul of everything that was done, whether it was even offensively or the defense playing off his fire and his passion. So I would love to see something different and Stidham come out and make some incredible plays. He's an okay quarterback. He's not bad, but I don't want a backup quarterback playing for me in the AFC
Championship
game. Yeah, the Patriots are playing incredible ball, and I think they got a free pass going into the Super Bowl. That's crazy. You're pretty much getting a free pass.
Ray, Bo Nix out. Jarrett Stidham, who played in Auburn, $12 million quarterback. Is it true? Playing with him is not good, but the Broncos have a good defense. Patriots, too.
You know what, man? I think Broncos is right up there with the Seahawks and everything, man. Whoa. I think they're a great defense. I think they're great. They're a great defense. But I'm sorry, man. Come on, man. Is one of the finalists for the MVP, and that's, man, come on, man, it's the Patriots, man. I got the Patriots all the way, and I swear, boy, if they let this backup beat the Patriots,
come out,
man,
and beat them,
it'll, man, be just a defense though doing that,
man. Come on, man. But I'm going with Patriots all the way.
I got the Patriots. I cannot bet against it. Drake May's good. The momentum is with the Patriots as well. Two big wins. Mike Vrabel looks good. Drake May looks good.
Vrabel.
And he didn't get hired last year. No. There was like four couple of teams that didn't hire him. A lot of them are regretting that. Let's go to Seattle. Los Angeles Rams had an amazing win against the Bears. Kicker won the game. The Seahawks blew out the Niners. We talked about it all show. We'll go with Brett on this one. Rams at Seahawks, NFC West Championship game.
Yeah, as I touched on earlier, the NFC West is by far the best division in the NFL, and this is a direct correlation to that. But I almost can't pick this game. I'm going to be honest with you. This is such a pick'em game. Yeah, for me, man, it's such a pick'em game that can go, especially when you're talking about a division rival. You've played twice already. You did split in the regular season, but now you got to see what happens. It's tough to beat the same team they flew three times, but even two times in the same year. So it's an incredible matchup. I don't know why I have this feeling. I'd love to see Stafford. I'd love to see him go back, but I think the Seahawks are going to take the Seahawks Patriots Super Bowl.
Ray, what can the Rams do to stop the Seahawks and beat the Seahawks?
Puka, baby. Do you know how much Puka average, man? They ain't going to be able to stop this man, man. If you can't get Puka, you got Devontae. Man, come on, man. I'm going for who I choose, MVP, Matt Stafford this year. I'm going with the Rams, baby. I'm going with the West Side. Going with the Rams.
I'll be going with Seattle. I'm not going with my heart or my stomach. I'm going with my mind and logic.
My logical reasoning, yes, sir. That's where I'm coming at.
Oh, my God, man. You know what? They got Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's going to screw it up for him, man. You watch. You'll see.
Well, there you have it.
Sounds like he's angry at the Seahawks for some reason. I don't know why.
Never root for the Seahawks, man. Ain't Brett, root for the Seahawks.
Brett and I have a Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl rematch from back in 2016, I believe, Brett. And then Ray has a Rams in New England, another Super Bowl rematch, I think 2018.
Yeah, so, very good.
But whole different teams there. Anyways, let's go to the comments. Rude Dick says, Josh plus Cook makes the Bills. Brett, that's true?
Yeah, that's it. That's all they actually have. Like,
the running
even,
game.
Yeah, even he touched on it. Cook was he was the leading rusher in the NFL. So obviously on an offensive line, you have a quarterback that's the guy who I want the ball in his hands more than any other quarterback in the NFL. That's who I want. But you have to put some pieces around him. Keon Coleman, who did I have? Number 10. I can't think of his name. They have Shakir? Possession receivers. Shakir. Thank you. Yes. They have the completion guys, the guys that can go 8-10 yards. They need a deep threat. They need a Stephon Diggs. They need a number one wide receiver to take all of this pressure off of Josh Allen and take some of the pressure off of Cook. It's amazing that Cook led the NFL in rushing when your passing game is so anemic. It's just literally anemic. So I agree with Ruddigs 100%. Ruddigs. That's the only things that they have going for them is Cook and Allen. So that's a savvy thought, man. It's a savvy thought.
And Ray, would Addison be a good addition to the Bills?
Dude, yeah. I do. I think Addison's got speed, man. Yeah,
take the top off the defense.
And that's what Josh needs. He needs somebody to go deep. I'm going to throw a Hail Mary. I just need you to go straight, put your hands up, and I'm going to toss it to you. And
which he can do.
Addison can do that, man. He's that guy.
Rudig says Flowers got less than 5 touchdowns this year.
You know what, Flowers, man?
The Ravens?
Dude. When you got Zay King, Flowers? When you got he's talking about Zay Flowers. When you got King and you got Jackson running a lot, you know, I mean they run a lot. They don't, you know, yeah, it's kind of crazy because Zay Flowers is actually a good receiver, but they can run. They run a lot too. They run a lot.
Rudig says,
think how many touchdowns he takes away. You got Lamar and Henry taking away all of those touchdowns from him. He still was the number one receiver. He still had over 1,200 yards receiving. But
that's true.
Yeah. You know, but they can get him the ball a little bit more in the end zone, of course.
Who completed 40 good passes over 2 weeks and you got the Super Bowl?
Well, he's talking about Matt Stafford, probably.
I think so.
Yeah, he's talking about Matt. Yeah. Oh, and shout out. Rue is from Canada. He's Toronto. That's my good buddy there in
the Toronto Argonauts.
He goes to the Bills games.
You know, the Bills could have went to
deport him back. Go back. I'm just running. Don't mess with your brother.
There you have it. NFL Championship Sunday preview. Looking forward to it. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to get your wings sauce recipe?
Secret. Ooh, man. You know what, man? My wife hates blue cheese, but I love blue cheese with my wings.
Oh, my wings.
I love blue cheese with my wings. But
you pour it on.
You know what, man? I'm a sauce guy, but I do. If I did like a dry rub on the wings, man, it's got to be something spicy and hot, man. Some habanero dry rub on them wings or something hot. But I am Ray Sherrod, Ray 3473. I'm out here in the Bay Area, and you can catch me on Twitch, Threads, and X.com, Ray 3473. Thank you, chat. Thank you, Santiago.
And is the Warriors done with no Butler?
No.
You still got it?
Okay. Still got it, man. Come on, man. Bay Area Warriors.
Brett Blair, what is the best way to reach you online? Talk to you about the championship Sunday.
Well, I was hoping if you just think real hard about me and you just picture me in your mind, the egghead, I'll receive your questions, but I probably won't because my brain isn't all there at times. So Sports Guy 369, Brett Blair X across the board. You need me, reach out. I'd love to hear from you.
There you have it, thesportscast.net, our website, the Sportscast One on X and IG. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. A lot going on. Interviews still happening. Phillip Rivers got interviewed by the Bills, so we'll see how that goes. And the Bills are kind of interviewing not superstars. Also, anyways, we'll see what happens.
Sharks. San Jose Sharks. Hockey guys.
Hockey's. Well, maybe next week. We'll find out. Anyways, let's go.